So many stories start with a waking. Disrus and Covey had been asleep for decades. That's the first line of Children of Ruin by Adrian Tchaikovsky. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read. Children of Ruin is a sequel to an acclaimed, I would say almost kind of cult classic called Children of Time that came out a few years ago. And if you haven't read Children of Time, I think you should. It's a really good book. It's about the far future of humanity and various waves of kind of human attempts to colonize the galaxy. There's an uplift attempt going on where they're trying to find ways to uplift Earth's animal species into sentient species. So if you liked the David Brin Uplift books, that's another angle here. A lot of really fun stuff. There's sort of AI, human, computer brain interaction stuff, a whole bunch of stuff. And the short version of that book, and this is a mild spoiler, is it's the future of humanity coming up with a meeting with an unexpectedly uplifted species on a planet, and it's spiders. They're super intelligent spiders, and they meet, and it's a good book. This is the sequel, and here's the thing. I think I like it better than the original. Now, I was not one of those people who was running around raving about Children of Time. I had people rave about it to me, and then I picked it up, and I said, oh, this is pretty good. It reminds me of those Brin books, reminds me a little bit of the sort of like Deepness in the Sky, the Werner Vinge novel. It's got great roots and a bunch of fun concepts all run together. Children of Ruin, I think, does it one better. It's as if somebody came up to Adrian Tchaikovsky at some point after Children of Time was published and said, I know you're trying to make the idea of spiders as a really kind of alien, very different from humanity, but really that's the wrong animal. You should have done octopuses. And he said, interesting. And excuse me, I have to go write a book now, because that's basically what's going on with Children of Ruin. It is a direct sequel to Children of Time, but it's also kind of a side sequel in the sense that what we learn about is a different set of people from the past who are uplifting, using the same technology to uplift an animal species. And the octopus is what they choose. And that happens, obviously, thousands of years before Children of Time. But in parallel, it tells the story of the humans and the spiders from Children of Time exploring other places where humanity may have gone in the galaxy. And they run into this solar system that's got the octopuses in it. There may be aliens in it as well. And we haven't seen real aliens before. Everything has been sort of human, you know, Earth-based up till now. And as a result, you end up with two timelines that are very interesting, characters that you know from the previous book that are fun to see again, and a more complex set of conflicts, because you've got these two different habitable planets in the solar system, and there's very different kinds of life on the two different planets. Plus, I really enjoyed once again experiencing that kind of early days of Earth in space kind of thing from thousands of years before, and what impact it had on what was happening. And there's a lot of suspense, surprisingly, for the first half of the book as you're going back and forth between the two timelines, because you don't quite know exactly what choices these characters in the past are going to make and how that impacts the situation that the characters in the present are facing. So I really like Children of Ruin. Like I said, I think I like it better than Children of Time, just because it takes the premise of Children of Time and does some nifty replaying of what makes it a good book with added twists that actually, I think, make it better. So I really recommend this series. Adrian Tchaikovsky, I have not read anything else by him, but I like both of these books. And if you have read Children of Time, pick up Children of Ruin. It was really entertaining. I'm Jason Snell, and this has been Recently Read.